What is your identity, Mr. Tolley? Are you not a man, a spiritual teacher, a knowledgeable person, a successful author? In other words, do you not have goals and desires? How else would you have achieved your present status, quote unquote, or position, quote unquote, as a teacher? I'm just looking at the 1, 2, 3, 4 definitions. Yes, a man, that's a part of my form identity, happens to be that. It's been like that since birth. But a spiritual teacher, a knowledgeable person, or a successful author, that's fairly recent. I wasn't... Even a few years ago, well, at some point somebody called me a spiritual teacher, and that was probably the beginning. But for many years, when I left my normal existence behind, I was really nobody. I didn't have a job. Occasionally, people would come to talk to me or ask questions, or little groups here and there, small groups, people would come. But I had no identity on an external level, not even spiritual teacher, certainly not a successful author. And a knowledgeable person, I was that once, but most of the knowledge I had acquired at university has disappeared. I wouldn't be able to pass a single exam now. And even the spiritual books that I've read, there's not that much that has been retained. A few things, not a lot. A successful author, yes. My mother is very happy now. Because for many years, what made her existence so hard was to know that her son had failed in the world. Her son hadn't made it. And that's many mothers would have felt it in her position, because on a worldly level, I hadn't made it. Nobody really. No, not an important position, no position at all. So she said, what a pity, you've had so much intelligence and you've thrown it all away and now it's too late. And then suddenly the book came and it became successful, and now I am a successful author. And my mother is very happy now, because the world is telling me and her that I'm somebody. There's no difference at all. Before, the world was saying, well, it wasn't even saying I'm nobody, it wasn't saying anything. That's even worse. The whole basis of the teaching is not to honor your form identity. Yes, you're a man or you're a woman and you have a certain job. Of course you honor your form identity, but to realize that who you are is not that. Your essential nature is not being somebody. Your essential nature is being nobody or nothing, a no-thingness. Your essential nature is not content, is not object. There is a no-thingness to your essential nature. That is the whole teaching. And to see the beauty and the peace and the aliveness of that no-thingness that is the essence of your being. That's the teaching. I'm not denying that you also exist as a form, a temporary form, which will go. But while it's there, you can honor, of course, also that temporary form, and you will, but not derive your sense of identity from that. You simply know it as the form that you are. Clocks are strange things. It seems to me that no time has passed, and yet it's exactly the same now, but the hands have moved. Strange. And I have another 43 questions. I do keep all the questions, and I may use some of them. I may also use some of the answers that I gave here, but I do value all your questions, and I thank you. If they were not answered here, most of them were not. Now, what I'm saying now, don't take it as a personal insult. No question is that important. No answer is that important. It's fine to have these questions, but really why we are here is to go beyond the need to figure it all out, beyond the need to know, and contact that deep sense of knowing that is there when the need to know is no longer there. That in that presence, whatever you truly need to know at this moment, you will know. Essential knowledge, vital knowledge, not the distance between here and the moon or something like that. No. Vital, essential knowledge, if there's anything that you truly need to know, out of all you need to be is become still. Enter that alert stillness. Drop the question. You've asked the question, then you drop the question. Enter the alert stillness. If you truly need to know the answer, it'll come sooner or later. You will know. Not perhaps immediately. Suddenly, it'll be there. Whatever it is, you take it into the stillness. Many things will dissolve in the stillness. Or many questions dissolve in the stillness. But if an answer is needed, it will be there. But the transformation of consciousness that you are going through, that is happening through that form, is not based on answers. No answer to a question could help you, and you don't need that because the transformation of consciousness is happening already. You don't need to understand more about it on the mind level than you do now. I don't understand more about it than what I have said on the level of concepts. There's a deep knowing, but there's not mental understanding that is more than what I have said. I read something from a physicist recently who described human beings as patches of consciousness floating in space. little patches of consciousness. That's what you are. There's only one consciousness expressing itself as this particular patch of consciousness. So you're leaving here very soon, no longer with that heavy personalized sense of self, but greatly diminished in your sense of self. If it worked for you. So, this has not been a personal growth seminar. But a personal diminishment seminar. Thank you.